myself and others.
Many don't disturb us. I drafted the agenda. It's a very short agenda, so we won't be busy very long. But welcome at this meeting and welcome back from our constituency period, which that was 2 weeks. And 2 weeks fly like a dream. Apologies. I received one apology from the Honorable S.S. Masosiwe. He can't attend this meeting because of unforeseen circumstances. He's from the Eastern Cape. So he submitted an apology. I've got no other apologies, Secretary. Are there any apologies? Nothing? Can we accept this apology? Proposal? Seconder? Thank you. All the members, the main reason for our meeting is to look at our draft program for October and the month of November. We're heading for the end of the year, and it is disturbing how the time can fly. Honorable Gunda, welcome. We welcome you in your absence, but welcome again. The Honorable from Upington. Welcome back, Mr. Honorable Gunda. Do you all have a copy of the draft program in front of you? Today's meeting is the adoption of our third-term draft committee program. Tomorrow, and I received an invitation, is an invitation to the mini launch of Operation Clean Audit and Parliamentary Briefing, stating that you and your committee are cordially invited to a parliamentary briefing and mini launch of the Operation Clean Audit, which will take place tomorrow, that's the 7th of October, 10 o'clock, in the Old Assembly Chamber, 10 until 12, and then in the afternoon, it is the mini launch goes on. So it's actually for the whole day. Yeah, not the whole day, it's until 1:30. 1:30, that is tomorrow in the Old Assembly Chamber, which I think is a very important meeting that we will have to attend to get on the same level as what's the program outside with our municipalities as well as our departments. Then, Honourable Members, on Thursday, that is the 8th, the afternoon, the morning is caucuses for the different parties, political parties, but in the afternoon, there's a workshop for committee chairpersons. That is committee chairpersons. Also in the Old Assembly, where the AG will brief us on the audit outcomes from national and provincial audits. That is for committee chairpersons in the NCOP. Then next Tuesday, the 13th, sorry?
On the last point, the audit and general workshop is for committee chairs.
That is what I received. That's the invitation I received from the House Chair in the NCOP and the House Chair in the NA.
So we're not supposed to
see? Not according to that, which I've got in front of me. Then Tuesday the 13th, that's now next week, 10 o'clock briefing by the South African Revenue Service on the 2009
So in other ways, is that on Wednesday, we have got nothing. Except for the morning,
we're
not supposed to be here.
Except for the morning, the ANC has got an activity in the caucus slot. I received the SMS on Friday morning, last Friday morning.
Yeah, I agree, Chair, but what I'm just saying is that this item of Auditor General's workshop is not necessarily applicable on our program because it's actually an item of the whole Parliament. So it is not actually applicable. We don't even need to approve it because we have got nothing to do with it as a committee.
Technically, you're 100% correct, so we can take it out. It's not an activity of the whole committee.
on the same issue.
Yeah, I was saying that in the past, even if the Auditor General invites chairpersons of committees, usually finance and SCOPA membership is usually invited because that is their arena of work. So if there has been a hindsight in this instance to invite them, I think you should clear it very quickly, because normally that is how it happens. Both finance and SCOPA. Well, in this instance now, it will be your economic development and your appropriation committee. All of them, the four committees, including the chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mansisi and Honorable Mashele. On this note, I'm going to ask Secretary Shant Solani, all right. Our Secretary of the Committee has gone out to double check with the Chief Whip's office what the situation is and report back to us. On the 13th of October, it's next Tuesday, we will then get a briefing by the South African Revenue Service on the 2009 annual report. It will be a joint meeting with the Standing Committee on Finance. Venue is the Old Assembly, V5454. That is in the morning. Then again, Wednesday morning, 10 o'clock, public hearings on the first quarter conditional grant. That is one of the departments of the provinces that we didn't interact with, Public Works. It fell through, so we have to deal with Public Works on their spending on conditional grants. Provinces that will be invited, and then the afternoon, if members will recall, we sent back the Department of Energy twice. It was the Director General wasn't present, and we notified the Director General to be present this time. If he can't be here, they must advise us in advance that we take it off. So we are in constant contact with the DG of that department. When this meeting is concluded with the briefing by that department, then the committee report can be drafted on those series of meetings we had with the national departments on the FSC's recommendations. Then the next week, Wednesday the 21st, again, a briefing by National Treasury on the 2009 annual report. It will again be a joint meeting with the Standing Committee on Finance in the NA, as well as the consideration of the draft oversight report to the province of Mpumalanga and the FNC's recommendation report. So there will be two reports that we will deal with. And I want to request the committee secretary that these reports be circulated in advance, that members can read it in their own time, do their homework, and then bring the points that they want to emphasize to the committee meeting, or other inputs you want to make. Then on Friday the 23rd, again a briefing by SARS. That is international agreements that they will brief us on. Federal Republic of Germany for the avoidance of double taxation. That was one of the presentations also made at that workshop we had early in the year. The other one is between the Republic of South Africa and United Mexican States for the avoidance of double taxation. It's again a joint meeting with the Standing Committee on Finance in the NA, Room 190, Plain Street. That's Friday the 23rd, up to 1 o'clock. Honorable Mashile?
Can I take Chairperson, what informs this thing to happen on a Friday? Are we having problems with all other days completely, that it is only Friday that we can have?
Honorable Mashile, partly yes, because we are allocated, it seems to me, Wednesday mornings to have our meetings as this committee, Select Committee on Finance. So I spoke to the committee secretary to see how can we accommodate SARS. We received a letter from Honorable Magadla, chairperson, House Chairperson in NCOP, for committees that we must start our meetings at 10 o'clock. Now, I know on Fridays members leave Parliament for the airport early because of different departure times of flights back to their constituencies. I know that. If this is creating a problem, I listen to proposals.
I just wanted to check again whether possibility of that Wednesday, then starting to 14 hours upwards, and accommodate this one on Friday. Has it been checked whether it is possible or not possible, or what are the problems? The Wednesday afternoon, because I think the item we have then, it only goes up to 1 o'clock. And I'm just checking.
Wednesday
the 14th? Yeah, Wednesday the 21st. Starting that afternoon, whether there are challenges that afternoon to accommodate this Friday item.
Thanks, Robert. Let me start on the Auditor General workshop. From the Chief Whip Office, they are saying it's only for chairpersons. That's the report from the Chief Whip Office. They are saying the Auditor General workshop is only for the chairpersons. For the Wednesday, the challenge that we are having is that now everything is playing for the NCOP program. But later on, they will be blocking those for the plenaries. That's the challenge that we are having. If we are saying we'll be continuing up until 5 o'clock, they won't approve. They will say they will be plenary. But on the day, it happens in most cases that there are no plenaries. That's the challenge that we're having.
Seeing the practical problem of Fridays, I'm going to request the secretary that we engage with the Chief Whip's office and see if it is possible to fit in the Friday meeting of the 23rd into the Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the Thursday morning is caucuses, the Thursday afternoon is usually plenaries. So we're going to, because we are dealing with our own program, but I don't know what the NCOP program looks like. This now goes to the Chief Whip and through the channels to be approved. That's the word, to be approved. So we're actually standing in the queue to get our committee slotted in. But we will do our best, honorable members, then to see if it's possible to fit it in on the afternoon of the 21st of October.
Okay.
If not, then I can do nothing about it. That we see. We've got whips there. The whippery's got its own meeting. So I request on behalf of the whole committee that our whips here also please assist us when they look at the program. Because this committee, honorable members, you see it. We've got a lot of work to do, and we've done a lot of work. And I want to thank you for your commitment, for all your attendance and your inputs. Okay, that brings us then to Tuesday, the 27th of October, a very important day. In the morning until 2, medium-term budget policy statement by the Minister of Finance, and it will be a joint session with the Standing Committee on Preparation, as well as the Standing Committee on Finance and the Portfolio Committee on Economic Development. That's in E249. Wednesday morning again, address by the Minister of Finance, a joint meeting again as indicated there. And then Friday morning, and this is the outstanding item, it's a briefing by the Development Bank on their annual report. Again, it's a Friday morning. I don't know if we can have a look for Wednesday afternoon, Mr. Sarento. I'm going to make a question mark here with an arrow to Wednesday. What is possible? Honourable members, that is for the month of October. Are there any questions? Honorable Johnny.
No, thanks, sir. I think, sir, with the understanding that you will revisit the whole question of Friday, because if you look, the three of us in this committee serve in that constitutional review committee.
I know.
And this means that we will never attend those meetings, and it might create some problems.
Yeah, it's actually affecting myself, and I feel very, very guilty because I only attended, I think, two meetings. And there's again a meeting this Friday morning, so I'm also in the same situation. It's a constitutional review committee, which is a very important committee looking at the constitution. It's a very important committee. So we'll try our best to fit in the Friday meetings to Wednesday afternoons, where possible. That brings us to November. Now, honorable members will recall that we would have been on an oversight to the Northern Cape province this week. It was cancelled because of the meetings in Parliament this week, and we received a letter from the Honorable Magadla, which indicates that oversight visits, or the second oversight visit, will only be approved after the first oversight visit's report has been tabled in the committee as well as in the House. And that is according now to the latest developments, the procedure. I went to the House Chair's office yesterday. There was no one to discuss it with her regarding our committee work as Select Committee on Finance, which is a bit different from other committees in Parliament, seeing the load of work we must do. The Honorable Freddie Adams, who is the chairperson of the Select Committee on Economic Affairs, went so far as to write a letter to the House Chair giving explanation for the follow-up oversights. So we are waiting for a response to that, but seeing the month of November, the 3rd to the 6th, that we do an oversight visit to the Northern Cape, the region of Namakwa, Kamiesberg, Richtersveld, and the Namakwai municipalities from the 3rd to the 6th. And I requested Mr. Tau, our researcher, to submit again to the honorable members a briefing document on the status quo of those municipalities, also in terms of the Auditor General's report on these specific municipalities. In the case of Kamiesberg, there is a decision pending that Kamiesberg municipality be put under administration. I've been part of the discussions in that municipality, and they need a serious intervention in terms of administration. That is the Garies Honeklip Bay area. Wednesday the 11th, briefing by the Land Bank on the 2009 annual report. The Land Bank now resorts under the Minister of Finance, and implication thereof also in the Select Committee on Finance and the Standing Committee on Finance. It will be a joint meeting on Wednesday the 10th of November. Then Wednesday the 18th, consideration of all committee outstanding reports, if there are any reports outstanding, and minutes. Now the challenge again for Friday the 20th, a briefing by SARS on the double taxation agreement protocols. This is a joint meeting with the Standing Committee on Finance. Now the decision was taken in a meeting of chairpersons quite a while ago, I think it was in July. The joint meetings must take place on Friday. So that's why this is here. As a joint meeting with the Standing Committee on Finance for the both committees. That's for the month of November, honorable members. Are there any questions? Yes, honorable Machine.
I'm just looking at that 01 on the 20th of November. Because it looks like we've got a similar item on the 23rd of October. Is it not possible for us to receive all on that date if they have everything? if we link with SARS and ensure that what they will be bringing on the 20th of November, if they have it readily available, then we get it on the 23rd of October, all of them. I'm just proposing, I don't know what made us to separate the two, but if it is possible to bundle all of them, I think that will actually release some of our time. Thanks.
Thank you for that proposal, Mashila. We've noted it, and we'll take it up with the program meeting and with staff as well, the Treasury. All members, that is the program for October, November. Now, I engaged with the office of the AG regarding training for this committee. And we are heading for a split that we have a select committee on finance and a select committee on appropriation. We are also clients of the AG, and the AG is a client of us, because we deal with the AG's reports on municipalities, on departments, etc. It was custom and it was a rule that the training of APEC only concerned the provincial legislators, committees on public accounts, and the public accounts committee SCOPA in the National Assembly in the past. And I think we must do things a bit differently in the future. That we also engage with the AG to give us the training they gave to those committees. Now, there was such a training session in Benoni. Good morning. Welcome. Mrs. Adams, Honorable Adams from the NA. Yeah, this is a select committee of finance in the NCOP, but you're welcome to stay. You're from the Northern Cape, you're welcome to stay. That there was a training on the 26th and 27th of July in Benoni of APEC for the nine provinces as well as the NA. The expenses was a bit high, it was 1,900 and something rand per delegate. And I asked the AG, is it possible to give that training in Parliament for our committee? Becoming also the committee of appropriation, the answer is yes. The AG's office will today email to me the program they had then as a training program, and that we see how we can fit it into our program. It's flat out work for a day and a half. And they do it by way of a case studies as well. Give a lecture and then you do a case study to implement what you've been trained on. I've done 7 of those courses in the past in 10 years. It's excellent. It trains us as a member to look deeper into issues, to look at the fine print. Now they know how to do that. And when you ask the difficult questions to departments, they become irritated. Because sometimes they take us for granted, we're stupid. And you actually zoom into the issues. And they don't like it. And I enjoy it. So we're going to see how we can fit this training into our program, but we'll come back to you to get your inputs on this as well. So that is the training by the AG's office. And that will become part of our program for the next 5 years, because once a year the AG's office keeps training, the APEC training sessions, they call it APEC training, that we do it in Parliament. Yes, Honorable Mashili?
I thought that the AG's office, it is the state's arm. And we are supposed to be on a higher level than the AG's office. Is it correct to call it a training by the AG's office? Or should we maybe look to better terms like a workshop or something like that? Is it correct that we say that it is training? Because I'm having a...
I understand what you want to say.
Thanks. You're using better words than I do. English is not my home language, so you did. Yeah, we can call it a workshop. You see, the AG's office assists in getting experts, say, from the University of Cape Town, or the University of the Western Cape, the University of Stellenbosch, in this specific field. That's how they do it. If I can give you some background. But before we do anything, we will draft a program for such a workshop and give it to you that you make your inputs on it. Before we do anything, I'll come back as chairperson to this committee and to the honorable members. Honorable Kunda?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, there's still another meeting that I need to attend of COCTA. I said to them I'll be late. Can I be
here? We are 19.99, I was a clock. Yeah. Then, honorable members, I don't know if you received it, a copy of the green paper. If this was circulated to all the members, but there's, and it's a letter written by the Honorable Minister Trevor Manuel to the chairperson, Honorable Mashlangu. I'm not going to read you the whole letter. There's one paragraph I want to bring under your attention, and I want some clarity on this from the House Chair. In this regard, I propose to the Speaker that an ad hoc committee be established by the National Assembly to deliberate on the green paper. Consideration could also be given to whether this should be done jointly with the National Council of Provinces through a joint ad hoc committee. Now, at this moment, this ad hoc committee in the NA is meeting now in the old assembly, where the minister is giving a briefing. It's an NA ad hoc committee. It's not an NCOP or a joint committee. And that's my question I raised, but there's no one that can answer me. In order to finalize this matter and quickly move to the serious business of strengthening planning and coordination in government, we respectfully request the process in both houses to be concluded by the end of September 2009. So I'm just bringing this under the members' attention. We will have to deal with this document. So I ask the committee section to see how the process is going to unfold in the NCOP. Now, our House Chair is in Tanzania with the CPA conference internationally, as well as Honorable Tao. So between yesterday and this afternoon, we'll try to get some clarity on this and give members feedback, because somewhere, somehow, we will have to deal with this. My mind tells me every political party will make its input on this document, because that was an advertisement in the city press on Sunday, this weekend, which I picked up and I took out the clipping, and I faxed this document to my constituency. Let they approve through it and make the inputs from grassroots level. Anyone, any member that wants to make input on this, Honorable Gunda?
Honorable Chair, I find it very, very difficult that the NCOP, who is direct responsible for provinces, cannot be part of that ad hoc committee. Why must we wait for the NA, for things that, because service delivery affects in municipalities, affects the NCOP directly, not even indirectly, because the members of the NCOP represent the provinces. And I think we, as the NCOP, we must get this thing in order, saying to the NA that the NA are not the big brother of the NCOP. If we look politically to these two houses, then actually the NCOP is a higher house than the NA. Politically and according to the... So why must we always be giving second-hand information when it comes to issues that the ministers always first goes to the NA? Is it because the NA is a bigger house than us? Because that green paper, we had it in our caucus a week and a half ago. That very green paper. And we did discuss it. And it's a good thing that we need to discuss it. But I think members of the NCOP should have been part of this ad hoc committee immediately when this thing comes up. So that right now, The entropy are not there, NA is alone there, which means the thing must be, they must set time aside again for the entropy. Where is the date, the 30th of September? And we are now in October already. So if the chair, secretary can find out, or let me ask a question. Will we also go in as a head of the NCOP to discuss this document?
As chairperson of this committee, I've got the responsibility to engage with the chief whip regarding the process of this document. And that I'll do today.
Yeah, Chair, thank you. I'm in agreement with the Honorable Gunda. The manner in which the other house treats the other house. And I think it's correct if we look really deeper into this whole structures. We could probably, in the final analysis, find the NCOP being the big brother, not the small brother. But I'm saying, Honorable Chair, that it is a very good suggestion. But I think we need to take it up with the leadership of the NCOP. They should actually be ringing the bell to the ear of the leadership of the NA and raising these issues and showing how the members of the NCOP are not comfortable with the manner in which things are being handled in these two houses. He is correct to say even the ministers themselves, they have anything, and some of these things are things that are, you know, directly affecting provinces. But they first have to introduce these things in the NA, and only after some time, or probably after a request, then they could probably come to the NCOP. So I think what I'm saying, Chair, is that we must actually speak strongly, if I may say, with the leadership of the NCOP, to speak strongly with the leadership of the NA and raise this matter. Thank you.
Chair, I actually just also wanted to raise a point of responsiveness. Because if we are going to receive a document that expects us to conclude certain things at the end of September when we are in October, possibly there is a problem of responsiveness. I wouldn't know where that lies because I haven't actually got the dates how this thing has actually flown down to us. But in general, a cabinet does this mistake of sending the documents to the speaker. And you may find that they did not send the document at the same time to the chair of the NCOP. They sent it to the speaker and then it starts flowing inside. I think we've got a problem of responsiveness in the NCOP, which I would concur with Comrade Mukhoro that we must raise this particular matter. And also, I think as chairpersons of the Select Committee on Finance and Appropriations, I think you may need to have a very serious meeting with TAL in the NA. Because that advert, I think it has been put in the newspaper on his name. And, you know, it should have rung in his mind that there is a counterpart in the NCOP, and before they even moved any further, they should have actually made that kind of engagement. But for him to run like that, as well as if NCOP doesn't exist, it means that there is a lack of consciousness of the existence of these other committees in the NCOP. I think those are the two things that I just wanted to raise that we just need to address a little bit urgently. And in passing on that, on the note, we need to actually indicate to our counterparts or to our to our office in the NCOP that the passing of that green paper or comment on that green paper is going to get stuck in the NCOP. I think they must just be warned that it's not going to be steamrolled. It's going to get stuck if we are not actually moving at the same speed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mashila. Now, I concur with your input. From my side, the chairperson, I will follow this up with the chief whip. On Tau, the other chair of committee's oversight is also in Tanzania. I'm not sure when they are returning, but this is a matter of urgency. And then we'll give feedback to the members. Are there any other points you want to, Honorable Harris?
Chair, this is only the program.
Thank you, Chair. In the programming committee a few weeks back, the chairperson said that because of the elections, we would have to, this initial constituency period starting at the end of November would have to start later, towards the end of December. Have you heard a proposal like that, or no? Okay.
In the workshop we had on this money bills, amendment, etc., the act, I made a proposal because the committee section was complaining they don't know if they can to get the work done. And that's why I made a proposal, let's work a week later in November or the first week in December and start a week earlier in January. If there's work to be done, let we do our work. But that's all. I've heard nothing else except if other members but I've got no other information. According to the program I've got, we are leaving here, I think, on the 18th, 19th of November. So we see how we're going to get through our work that we're supposed to do. On the members, is there on the machine?
Yeah, Chair, there is this one aspect, the mass literacy campaign. Yes, it's called Carry Good or something like that, which money has been made available, you know, for this to happen. And I think in the last time that we engaged our, I think it's provinces on education as well, I would like us to actually try and follow up what is happening with that. And I don't know how we're going to find it, whether it's going to be the first thing when you come back. But I'm just worried that we're going to the start of the new school year next year after this particular program. And we have not probed that thing. And maybe our researchers should actually just try to probe that particular matter and see how provinces and the National Department of Education are faring with that mass literacy campaign. If they can assist us, and just even if we just get maybe a report that we can comment on, it may assist. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mashili. Mr. Tau, you noted that. There's some homework for you to do research on the mass literacy campaign by the Department of Education, especially in provinces, how this is rolled out. And how they are spending the money. What's the action plan? And what is the budget they put to it and how to spend it? I thought you were in a hurry, Honorable Gunda.
Yes, Chair, but when urgent things like this come up, I wanted to put this question also, like Honorable Mashila just put. I will be glad if our researcher can go into that thing, because I think 2 months ago I had a little booklet in my hand. I just want to check in my papers in my office concerning this outroll of this plan, stipends that people are going to get paid, you must have 20 or 30 people with you. I must just check for that booklet, and then I can also give it to Honorable Tau, because I also wanted to ask questions, but every time when I get into the finance, I forgot. Thank you, Honorable Mashile. I'll check for it. Thank you.
All the members, that brings us to the end of our agenda program for this meeting. This meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.